Chaz and AJ in the morning. Rock photographer Mark Weiss on the show. He shot some of Ozzy Osbourne's most famous pics, and he's been just on the road with everybody.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi, Metallica, Van Halen, Kiss, Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, you name it. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, Chaz and AJ.
Thank you.
Absolutely. The Ozzy Osbourne celebration, the exhibit Back to the Beginning, is running now through the 17th, correct?
Yes, the 17th, yep. And on the 16th, I'm having a closing event, actually.
What's going to happen there?
Well, a lot of fun, man. A lot of the photos are still going to be there, but this time we're going to have the Fairies Wear Boots. It's a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute band, and they're doing an acoustic set.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, we call it the Princess of Darkness instead of the Prince of Darkness,
nice.
Of course. But yeah, we had the opening event with them playing that we had for friends and family, where we had some really cool people come, and Eddie Vedder came, and Little Steven, and Keith Roth, and a bunch of cool people, Jerry Gaskell from King's X, and a lot of friends and family. So it was fun, got a lot of attention, you know, from my friends coming, and people have been coming down to Asbury. It's beautiful down there, and I'm looking forward to it. I have little pop-ups. I'm actually going to do something on Wednesday as well. So, you know, I live a half hour away from Asbury, and the boardwalk, it's beautiful out. So I just go down there and I put a little thing on my social media that I'll be popping in for an hour, you know, signing my books, The Decade That Rocked, and my rock magazine, and, you know, all sorts of fun stuff. And my prints are available for sale as well.
Being from that part of Jersey, did you ever shoot Bruce Springsteen?
I've shot Bruce since 1978, starting in Philly, and then just live, though. I mean, so I've shot pretty much all the tours through probably for the last, you know, till like 20 years later, 30 years, something like that.
Does he know?
Rob from Manorville.
Hey, Mark, I love your photography that I'm looking at. I want to know the background story. It's all the photos of Ozzy dressed in drag with a cigarette in his mouth, ironing a baby.
It was a Tuesday. Ozzy was bored.
Yeah. No, that was just, I just happened to, you know, knock on his door, and I said, hey, what are you doing? And he's ironing his baby. I'm like, oh, wow, okay, that's a cool photo.
No, it was wrinkled.
Yeah, but actually, it's a funny story on that one, because it came onto my studio, and I had a concept of doing him for the Mother's Day issue for this magazine called Faces. And, you know, it was a takeoff of Diary of a Madman. So we called it Diary of a Mad Housewife. So I basically just, you know, got a bunch of props and bought an ironing board, and Amy was just like a final touch. You know, Sharon came in with the baby, and I'm like, wait a minute, let's get Amy involved in this.
Right.
And she was the shy one, you know, like she's not, doesn't like to be in public. So back then she didn't have a choice, you know, it's just a little baby, put her on the ironing board, Ozzy started ironing.
Right.
And it ended up being the cover. Yeah. It was a pretty cool photo.
Was Ozzy into, like, you know, when he had these ideas for him, or did you have to, like, work him on it, you know, like, he's like, I don't want to do that?
No, well, it was up for anything, really.
Wow.
From my first shoot, when I put him in a pink tutu with boxing gloves,
right,
and his cowboy boots, to him jumping around.
Yeah.
As the Easter Bunny that we talked about last time. So it's like, he was really a good sport, and I basically, you know, I come up with this stuff.
Didn't you meet him in a bubble bath?
Well,
originally,
kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
That was our original meeting. I was doing that photo shoot in the pink tutu, and I've been waiting patiently, and Sharon's like, well, why don't you come meet Ozzy? He's still in the bath. So I went in the bubble bath, and there he was, and that was our first photo. I found the bottle of Dom and the cigar, and that was our beginning of our friendship.
Only goes
so Ozzy.
There. Yes, it is.
Totally normal.
Wow.
Jeff and Monroe.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, who was the most pompous, arrogant, you know, a-hole that you had to work with? For me, it was Michael Bolton. I had to deal with him. But who was yours?
Actually, I don't like to really talk about those things, but in this case, I did in my book, actually, so it's in print. It was Glenn Danzig. He was,
Not
the song Mother.
Wow.
You know,
Mother. And, Mother.
Yeah. Well, that album, I got hired to do the inner sleeve. You know, the front's like that black and white cow skull or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And on the inside was like a spread, a double page, and so I got hired to do all the photographs. And so I never met him before. And they came to my studio and, I'm just doing my thing. I'm posing them. You know, they seem pretty, badass. And, I'm like, all right, I got to make the four of them work because they're Glenn's very small. And the other guys are really tall. So I kind of pulled Glenn forward and then used a long lens. It's a little trick us photographers use to make it look like in the same perspective. So, I'm guiding him a little bit and he's looking at me and, not really, didn't look too happy. But then I started doing some, lineup shots and they wouldn't really listen to me. Like I kept saying, lean forward a little bit. I'm trying to help them look better. Yeah. And my job as a photographer is to make them look better. And so I start handling them like the first guy on the left, the guitar player. I started, took my hands and I took him by the shoulder and I kind of leaned forward because he wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
When I got to Glenn, he's like, don't touch me. Just take the picture. I'm like, whoa. I said, all right, here we go. So I took the picture and that was it. And then the next day, when I submitted the photos, I asked the record company, so how'd the guys like the photos? He goes, well, they love the photos, but they hate you.
For what?
For doing your job, right?
Well, I said, he goes, what did you do to piss him off? I said, well, and I told him the story I just told you. He's, oh, you shouldn't have done that, man. And I said, all right, well, thanks for
warning me. I like good photos.
What do you say, Mother, may I?
good forward. One. I like that.
All right, red light, green light. Yeah, go.
All right, wow. Jeff, great question. Thank you. Mark Weiss, rock photographer on. We're linked up at WPLR.com, 94.3theshark.com, talking about his Back to the Beginning. It's a tribute to Ozzy's life. He took so many great pictures of Ozzy.
Yes.
And you can go see it live in person up until the 17th of this month at the Art Spot, Asbury Park Boardwalk. And, go to the link.
Yeah.
How about that? So you shot the cover of Slippery When Wet, right, Mark?
I did all four of them. Maybe it was five.
Yeah, because there was the original title of the album was going to be Wanted Dead or Alive, correct?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, dressed up like cowboys, Billy the Kid type vibe, and then they thought that was a little bit too, not appealing to both sides, guys and girls. They didn't like that rough look.
Did they look rough, or did they look like cheesy cowboys,
like posies?
No, they look cool. Actually, I thought it was a cool concept, and they ended up using it for like some single sleeves and some other things that they were doing. When they released the single, because they kept the song obviously ended up on the album, one of the better songs too. But I guess they just wanted something with a little bit more mass appeal. So Wanted Dead or Alive. You think of it like it's an old cowboy western type movie, but dead, it's like, who wants dead in your album title?
They don't want that.
Oh,
yeah,
that's true.
Right. Good point.
Oh yeah. I'm looking at it now. They look like real cowboys.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Slippery When Wet. I mean, now we're thinking, we're thinking a lot of fun stuff happening here,
Exactly.
Like a street,
A way better name.
Yes.
So you take the Wanted Dead or Alive pictures, and then what happens? They're like, yeah, we're going in another direction. We got to take different picture. So Slippery When Wet. So what was the first picture for that?
Well, the first picture with that was we just went to, we really didn't think about it too much, but, John had an apartment down in rented an apartment in Bradley Beach in New Jersey. So we just said, why don't we just go down there, bring all your cars and your motorcycles and any girls that are hot, that your girlfriends, what have you. And let's just do a photo shoot in front of, in front of the beach, you know, just washing the cars, you know, because we did a playoff of Slippery When Wet.
Yeah.
And, you know, the original, and before we left Vancouver, because I did the photos in Vancouver, too, of some Wanted Dead or Alive concepts, you know, we went to the number five club, the strip club. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, there was a lot of hills there, so the signs were there. But then really the big inspiration was this, the number five club, when these girls would go in these plexiglass, you know, and they wear the T-shirts and they throw some water on you. And next thing you know, these guys are going crazy. So, and as we were, and that's where the title came from. So when we went back to Jersey, we said, let's do a car wash type shot, do the same concept, get some T-shirts. And, you know, and that was kind of like going to be like, you know, the back cover. And then we still needed, we needed a girl that was a little bit bigger on top. And we sent Tico and my friend Danny over to, on the beach to find her. And there she was, Angela. And then she ended up coming into my studio the following week and got a piece of plexiglass and put her behind it and threw some water on her and some ice cubes and all that stuff.
Ice cubes, huh?
Next thing you know it, we got the cover. I mean, I thought we had the cover, yeah. But little did I know that that was not going to be happening. My take was the PMRC hearings, you know, there was just, that was just going down, and they didn't want their picture, you know, that picture representing the band. And then Walmarts and whatnot, they would not want to sell the album.
Yeah.
They had a killer album. And that's when it took to another thing. And we got another idea that they had was them, like some girl in the shower with a bar of soap with the word Slippery When Wet engaged in it,
right.
Like engraved in it. And that didn't work. So then John just came up, didn't know what to do, you know? So he came up to my studio, said, we got to deliver something in the morning. He says, I said, well, I don't know. You have any ideas? He's like, well, get to the studio, come on up, and just make sure you have a black bag, a black something. I said, yeah, I got a black hefty bag. I'll pull it out of the trash. And, you know, I ended up taking some oil and water and spraying it on it. And he just wrote Slippery When Wet. He came in 5 minutes. He left. He didn't wait for the Polaroids, turned it in. And he basically told the company, he's like, you know, that's the cover. Nice. And that was the cover.
Holy crap.
Wow.
That cost a lot of money too, huh? That was only $5,000.
I just pulled it right out of the trash. No biggie.
I mean, out of all these shoots we did, you know, spend money for this and for that, flying me to Vancouver, back to Jersey, setting up a studio. I mean, all this stuff. And then John comes in and it costs, you know, 50 cents for a bag and, you know, some water. And he came in. I didn't have to pay John for being a model release. Just, you know.
Well, you know what? And if you think about where the band was in their career,
yeah.
Too. You know, they had one song on the radio.
They weren't
at that
big
time.
Bucks yet.
They weren't big bucks.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Yeah, you're on a budget.
That's true. Well, they were spending on this one. You know, they had Desmond Child in there writing with them.
Yeah,
you know, this was the album that Bon Jovi. They needed to make this album huge. I mean, you know, their albums went gold on the previously. But this one had it was all or nothing. So they had to pull out all the stops. They had to do it. And they had Doc McGee as manager, who was, you know, managing Motley Crue at the time. So he has all his contacts. So they had everything, you know, they had it all. And, they came up with it.
And that's the album.
Yeah.
That's the album. Those songs still get played today. Like they're new.
It's true.
Whatever happened to Angela, the model?
She's still hanging around Jersey. I had an event when I had my book released, A Decade That Rocked. I had her wear this original Slippery When Wet shirt and did some promo and some posing over at this museum that we did an event at.
It's on her knees now.
Easy.
Yeah, she's really still hot, believe it or
not.
Yeah, she's still looking good.
Nice.
And that shirt, that if you ever put that up for auction, do you have that shirt, the original Slippery When Wet shirt?
I did have it. The shirt is now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That makes sense.
Wow. Cleveland. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay.
There with Bon Jovi has a bunch of memorabilia in there, and that's in there with it.
That's cool. Well, we got to have you back. We're just scratching the surface here with this.
So many more questions.
Mark Weiss, rock photographer. He's got the Back to the Beginning, Remembering Ozzy Osbourne exhibit happening now through the 17th at the Art Spot, Asbury Park. Boardwalk, New Jersey. Thank you, brother.
That's all right. Yeah, come down on the 16th on the party, 4 to 6:30. Definitely come down. I'm going to be there, books in hand. Come on down.
Come on down.
Thank you, Mark.
This episode's sponsored by Good Ranchers. Most people don't realize this, but over 85% of the grass-fed beef sold in the U.S. is actually imported from overseas. It's a system that often pushes out American farmers and ranchers. That's why it matters to be intentional about where you buy your meat. That's why I choose Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers connects you directly with local American farms and ranches. 100% American meat, pasture-raised, no antibiotics, no added hormones. Delivered straight to your door. Make the switch to better meat. Go to goodranchers.com to start your plan and get premium American meat delivered right to your door. That's goodranchers.com. American meat delivered.